Broadcasting to you from Trailer Island in the heart of Louisville, Kentucky. It's the internet's number one party talk show, the Sam and Dan Nation.
Give it up for Naughty by Nature!
We are the internet's number one party talk show, brought to you exclusively by Jackalope Radio. Dan, how the fuck are you, man? How you feeling?
I'm doing all right, finally.
I'll tell you what, it is nice to finally have my fucking voice back.
Right.
I'm sick of sounding like Clive Barker. My shit was fucked, dude. I'm shocked we even got through last week's show. If you're listening to the show tonight for the first time, lay back, relax, open a cold beer, and find something to bite down on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Sam and Dan Nation Bareback Edition. And tonight, folks, we're going in dry, aren't we, Daniel?
Indeed.
Not even a... just...
None of that wintergreen lubricant.
Not even a spit in the hand. Just raw and uncut for your listening pleasure. We have completely gone insane this week. This show is fucking nuts. The beautiful and sincerely terrifying Miss April Monique Burrell will be on the show with us this week. Chainsaw Sally. Got a fantastic interview with her. We're going to play that for you in just a bit. Big shout out to our buddy, Mr. Jason Oblivion. It's his birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. 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 Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy. 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 Happy,
happy birthday, Jason.
Happy birthday, yo.
We're going to drink a few for you tonight and pass out. It's been a crazy fucking week. We were actually going to have Jason and Dale on our show this week, but I had some shit come up that threw everything off.
Right.
It really did. What I'm going to talk about now, we went to a bar and got free beer.
We did.
That happened.
Free
that was
beer is
that
awesome.
Was fucking awesome. What was the name of that place?
Prop Cynical.
What was the name of it? What was the name of it?
Pastimes.
Shout out to Pastimes in Louisville for making our fucking night. We showed up. We were broke as dick. It was a cool bar, man. It's like it's in Louisville, but it's like
it feels
in a secluded
like a roadhouse.
Sort of. Yeah, it's like out of the way, but in the city. It's hard to explain.
But like
there's trees and shit around it. It's like you're in a forest.
It was a mix. It was really weird because it was a mixture of like there were rednecks, but there were also like really well dressed.
It was
older people.
A socially integrated crowd.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And we only had like $30. Prices weren't bad, but
Part of the problem is I don't really carry cash, and
they didn't take card.
They don't take card.
And we weren't getting drunk off $30.
They had an ATM, so like, but the ATM takes $3, so immediately it's like I bought an extra beer, and I'm like.
Anyway, we went outside and we're sitting there, we're contemplating leaving, and as we're walking out, the owner's like, "Oh, hey, we had a golf tournament today." So he points over by him, and there's like six coolers just filled with fucking beautiful,
like,
delicious
gigantic
beer.
Gigantic coolers.
Yeah, huge coolers.
Like
there was
5 foot.
There was like 1,200 beers there. Just fucking, there was Budweiser, Miller Lite. When Daniel and I were in fucking heaven, we grabbed 2 armfuls and went back to a table and just helped ourselves to his delicious free beer. So thank you, sir. I'm sure you're not listening, but we wanted to give you a little shout-out anyway. Jesus Christ. Let's see what else is going on here. Ladies, if you don't know, Dan and I are running ourselves a little contest, aren't we, Mr. Nations? clap it, son. We at the Sam and Dan Nation are what you might call booty connoisseurs, aficionados. There should be, you know, there's a cigar aficionado magazine. There should be a booty aficionado
booty
magazine.
Aficionado.
We should start that. It's all about them cheeks. So we put together a little contest called America's Best New Booty. Ladies, if you're listening, please turn up them radios and pay attention.
Send us a topograph of your bottom half.
Topograph of your bottom half. Think you've got the best booty in America? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Join the Sam and Dan Nation as we search for America's best new booty in a contest that will prove to everyone you have the assets to really get the attention you deserve. To enter the contest and win, you must be 18 years of age or older. Take a picture of that big, beautiful backside and email it to Sam and Dan Nation, all one word, at yahoo.com. No nudity, ladies, just a crystal clear creative pic. It shows us what you're working with. Our grand prize winner will receive cool Sam and Dan merchandise, have their booty pic featured on the official Sam and Dan fan page, and have the opportunity to become an official Team Motorboat Girl. So don't wait another second, ladies. Bust out those camera phones and start taking pictures. We want to see you as America's best new booty. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Put your butt cheeks on my pickle.
Hopefully it's not warty looking like a pickle.
Nice. Love it. It's all about ass on the S&D. Daniel, what is it about an ass that is so goddamn enchanting? A female ass, specifically. Let me clarify.
No,
there's
hot,
anything
no
wrong,
hot, sweaty man
not that
ass.
There's anything wrong with hot, sweaty man ass. That's just not how I roll. Is it the curvature, like the roundness of two fat, bubbly, perfectly matched cheeks clapping together to the sound of rap?
You know, I don't know what it is. Like, some people like to say that, you know, it's like, it's the same sort of symmetry of breasts, kind of, you know, the same curvatures and stuff. Only you can fuck it. I mean, you can fuck breasts, but there's no hole. You're just rubbing skin against skin.
Well, that's true, unless you hock one on it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but no pun intended on the butt, or maybe pun intended. If you got what we're looking for, then we're going to throw you some cool Sam and Dan merchandise, and we might even take you out with us to promote our show. Aren't, won't we, Dan? We'll take them out. Take them with us.
Right on.
We won't even put you in the trunk of the car. Just imagine yourself being oogled by thousands of men. Can you imagine what that would do to one woman's attention-starved ego? Send us those pics, ladies. The clock's ticking, and we're about to explode. Wait, that didn't come out right at all. Speaking of asses, since it's Labor Day weekend, we decided to give ourselves a little break from coming up with completely new sketches this week and decided to use a little of our old stuff from back in the day. Now, we want to play a little spot here that we put together back in our blog talk days. We've never had a chance to run this on Jackalope, so we're going to do it now. God help us and everyone else on the network.
I mean, this one's pretty juvenile, isn't it?
It's the second most juvenile thing we've done on the Uncensored show since the fucking words that we did the very first Uncensored show.
Ah, yeah.
This is supposed to be a community service message about the dangers of butt fucking. And I will say that if butt fucking offends you, you might want to plug your ears for the next 90 seconds or so. Jesus Christ. Okay, so without further ado, here we go, folks. The dangers of butt fucking.
Hello? Is this thing on? All right, then. Here we go. Hi. My name's Buford. And as part of my court-mandated community service outreach program, I have been instructed to let you know about some of the dangers of butt-fucking. Also, legally, I must inform you that I is a registered sex offender. Okay, let's get started. Number 1. butt fucking hurts and it's unsanitary. Two, tobacco juice is not an acceptable lubricant. It burns like hell. Three, surprise butt fucking is considered by some to be rape. Don't do it none. Four, unprotected butt fucking is believed to be the number one way the HIV is spread. Always wear protections. I don't do no butt fucking without a hockey mask. Five, it ain't Christian. Six, it makes your sheets smell funny. Seven, you can get a penile infection from the butt fuckings. Eight, don't never go ass to mouth, never. It tastes like shit. Eight, no, wait here, that's nine. Goddamn. Butt fucking causes humpback babies. We don't need no more humpback babies. 10. Jesus don't like it none. Jesus never not did none butt fucking. It's in the Bible. Look it up, goddamn. Thank you. My name's Buford, and that concludes my court mandated community service. Now somebody get me a cold beer, goddamn it.
Oh, squeal, squeal.
Sweet Jesus.
Oh shit, that's I don't the Ned, you know, the Ned Beatty piece there at the end, it fucking kills me every time
it's a great thing our show is uncensored now.
Jesus Christ. You can literally, you can hear the penetration.
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like the grandfather on The Simpsons.
He fucking does. Oh, Christ, folks. All right. We got to take a little break here, pay some bills, keep the lights on in Trailer Izzle. And we'll be, that's a Trailer Izzle. That must be high. We'll be right back with this week's news report.
Find yourself searching the internet for works of literary genius? Look no further. Steinberg Media Group is here for all your intellectual, thought-provoking reading material. An avid supporter of the First Amendment, Steinberg Media Group is committed to publishing the most interesting, controversial, and thoroughly enjoyable literary works of the American mind. Don't waste another second numbing your brain with thoughtless network television. Pick up a book and get reading today. Visit our website, www.steinbergmediagroup.com. That's www.steinbergmediagroup.com. Are you tired of dressing like a sexless, humorless Protestant? Is your wardrobe bland, boring, and lacking in style? Well then, mothball those church clothes and visit the official Sam and Dan online store. We've got everything you need to make a real fashion statement. Cool, thought-provoking t-shirts for him and her. Check out our exclusive Team Motorboat gear for the ladies. And it doesn't stop there. We've got coffee mugs, beer steins, and stylish iPhone cases to complete your new look. It's all available right now. Visit www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation and get your new gear today. Once again, that's www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation.
Okay, folks, it's time for this week's news report. Tonight we're going to kick it off with one of my favorite songs of all time, 99 Problems, from the one and only godfather of hip-hop, Mr. J motherfucking Z.
Jay-Z!
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rap critics to save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes and you zap the toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit, so Rap Max try and use my black ass so advertisers could give them more cash for ads, fuckers. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags, the richest niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! Yeah, it's 94.
4 and my trunk is raw. In my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus, I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road, I heard. Son, do you know I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess some more? Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. Lost the registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp to attack? You some type of law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't past the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit. Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Unfortunately, child support is.
Child support is a motherfucker in this state, dude. I would rather owe money to the mob.
You run from me, you fucking cocksucker? Where's my fucking money?
I'll get it. My neck, Tony.
And what do you think, I'm an asshole? Huh?
No.
Huh?
No, Tony.
I can't hear you.
No, please. Tony.
You got 24 hours.
I can work with two broke legs. I can't work in jail. Fuck all that. Goddamn, we got a ton of news to talk about tonight. Let's get it started. Okay, sir. Now, you and I talked about this a little bit. This is funny. You're aware of Gordon Ramsay. Everybody is, for the most part. He's all over television. This is sad. Both sad, but hilarious. Gordon Ramsay, sex dwarf, found dead in Badger Pit.
Hold on. Badger.
Gordon Ramsay's porn dwarf double was eaten by a badger. UK tabloid Sunday Sport recently introduced the world to Percy Foster, a 35-year-old dwarf porn star whose career was just beginning to catch fire. It was all because of an observant production assistant on the set of Hi-Ho, Hi-Ho, It's Up Your Ass We Go, who had noticed how much Foster looked like celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay. But just as Foster was set to join the rarefied ranks of celebrity lookalike dwarf porn stars, tragedy struck. The body of the 3-foot-6-inch performer was discovered in a badger's den, partially eaten.
So I'm curious, when they talk about how he looks like a dwarf Gordon Ramsay, like a little mini
he looks niece. Just like him, so dude. He's got a little scrunched face, but he looks...
Were they literally gonna do like Gordon Ramsay, like...
I don't know. Like
sort
a...
Sort of spoof shit?
Pussy nightmares?
I'm going to give you some pointers for the big night. So, if you're feeling adventurous, follow this. You need a really nice, robust tart. What we're looking for is a really nice, broad, the most popular bird in the country, flexible body, semi-firm breasts, but quite bouncy. And then just lift up the skirt, and they get excited, so they look wet. Open up the legs. Two beautiful thighs, three fingers, get your hand and almost treat your hand like a sort of whisk. Push your fingers in there and it's nice and moist and smelling very fragrant. And that confirms she's ready for up and down motion. That's not rocket science, is it? That's common sense. Do not be scared about the bottom. Don't worry. That's classed as the dark brown Rolls Royce part. It's full of flavour. So treat it with some respect and get really nice and comfortable. And then turn her over and bang, up the butt.
According to the Sunday Sports follow-up account, Foster was found deep and dead. Excuse me, dead and deep, whatever. It's the same. He was dead in a fucking hole. Inside a literal badger's burrow, they're not ruling out a possible suicide.
Here, I need these badgers to come take me off. Oh, like, what do you put, like, snacks in your pockets
badger?
Or something?
Death by badger. That's...
Who gets mauled by a
that's
badger?
That's a strange suicide attempt.
But how does he wind up in a badger? Well, it sounds like to me he had to be dead and a badger drug his dead corpse off, right?
Or he saw a badger hole and he was depressed and he was just like, fuck it. This is how I'm going out. I want to get eaten by a badger. That's pretty fucked up. Poor little guy. So Gordon Ramsay's sex dwarf double is dead, and well, that's all there is about that. This is pretty funny. Benedict Groeschel, or Groeschel, whatever his fucking name is, New York priest apologizes for suggesting child abuse sex victims seduce the clergy. This motherfucker literally went on an interview and suggested that priests are, you know, they're sex starved. That's not his words. That's mine.
Right.
But that they have a lot of mental afflictions and they have a real problem with certain things, especially fucking. And like, he was suggesting that like 14, 16, 18 year old kids see the weakness in the priest. You know, and try to, like, bring the devil out, like they seduce the prince.
Well, like little 8-year-old boys just shaking their asses, like,
booty.
Oops, I'm sorry, I dropped my pencil.
Booty clapping on the altar. Father, can I extinguish your candle? This is pretty rough, even for an uncensored show.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, though. Like, there's no kid who's ever sexually molested fucking brings it on themselves. What an asshole. Those little motherfuckers in their tight altar boy uniforms wearing chaps that are a size too small with their ass cheeks just bouncing as they walk up and down the aisles. What's a man supposed to do?
That's pretty rough.
How about not fuck kids? That's what you're supposed to do. Not fuck children. Jesus Christ. All right. Moving right along. Have you heard about this? The Warner Brothers company is removing the Confederate flag from the Dukes of Hazzard car.
Yeah, this is... I don't get...
How much hate and anger does this inspire in you?
People want to associate... And obviously, the Confederate flag is...
It is a symbol.
But, you know, people... Okay, people don't understand, I guess, that rednecks have adapted it as a Southern flag. Not simply a symbol of racism.
Not a
Confederate, I hate black people thing.
Right.
It's not racist at this point.
No.
I mean, it's not intended to be. So, you know.
Granted, there's a lot of black people.
I mean, I wouldn't say someone should go running around with a Confederate flag shirt on, although sometimes people do in the South.
There's a lot of black people that feel that you know, it's racist and that it, you know, it brings up, obviously, a time in our country that was a very sad, unfortunate time. But we're talking about the goddamn fucking Dukes of Hazzard. Okay?
I guess as far as I'm concerned with it, it's like that's a part of our past. Like,
it is a part, you know, of our past.
So what, are you just going to try and cover it up? Pretend?
First of all, there was nothing racist about the Dukes of Hazzard.
No.
I've watched the show. It's not like they owned any slaves or anything. And that's the most recognizable part of the General Lee, besides from the fact that it's fucking orange, is the fact
the
that it has,
on the side.
And the number on the side, the fact that it has a giant fucking Confederate flag on the top. Like, that's what I remember about the show as a child, and that's just fucking retarded. Racism's fucking retarded, first of all, but, you know, the fact that a show, and that was what made the Dukes of Hazzard, let's
right.
be real. It was all about the fucking car.
Yeah.
And the jumps that they did, and the crazy driving, and the fucking... It was all about the General Lee. Of course, the car is named General Lee.
This is true, too.
But at the same fucking time, that's part of what made the series enjoyable. And I just think it's fucking bullshit. We have gotten to a point in this country where we're almost too politically correct in certain instances. There's nothing wrong with being politically correct. But
so, like, I mean, basically they're taking it off all future...
Yeah, they're stripping everything, man.
And
everything.
Like, they're talking about doing a new movie, so I guess they'll kill it on that too.
So if you have an old school General Lee, you know, model car, that's
it's probably going to go up in price.
That shit will go up in value. That is a fact. That is an absolute fact. All right, let's see here. 18 again, vagina tightening gel. This is real shit, and they're marketing it. Where was it? In India. Oh, my God. We watched the commercial for it.
In the commercial, it shows this old woman ordering it. It's like, come on, ain't nothing
She's
helping.
She's like 80 years old.
Ain't nothing helping that.
Vaginal tightening and rejuvenating cream promises to make older women feel like virgins again.
Ooh, I feel like a virgin. I feel like a virgin.
Oh yes, it's true.
Oh yes, it's true.
Oh yes, you do.
Oh yes, I do.
Feels like the very first time.
According to the campaign in India, the product was created by a pharmaceutical company, Ultratech India. Rishi Bahadia, I guess is what the dude's name is who did it. Ultratech's Indian chairman and managing director says, 18 again has the power and the potential to break the shackles and redefine the meaning of women empowerment altogether.
I think he's talking about India specific.
Because you have a tighter vagina, I guess.
That's no, pretty, I think it's more that the fact that the commercial's kind of risque, and like for India, that's a step.
It's anything with an 80-year-old woman ordering vagina tightening gel on the internet is risque to me.
www.18again.com
And a little disturbing, I've got to be honest. I wonder, now, if they were really smart, they would market it to gay dudes. They would. Like an ass-tightening gel?
Ass-tightening gel. I'm pretty sure India's not gone there yet. They're not that out of the box.
I'm not even gay, but I'd give it a run. Do you have any idea how tight my asshole is? Oh, Christ. John Travolta set to star in the Toxic Avenger remake. As you may or may not know, a remake of the trauma classic, The Toxic Avenger, is currently in development. Until now, no names have been attached to the project. However, as per the website... it's on the grid. Veteran John Travolta is penciled in to star in the film.
I mean, what's he gonna be? Like, he can't be Toxie.
He can't be Toxie. Maybe what,
be like some,
that would be awesome if he was, though.
That doesn't even make sense, dude. Toxie's supposed to be like at least college age. He's a fucking janitor. Although it would be funny to see John Travolta playing a janitor.
Let me clean your floors and give you a hand job.
That's terrible.
Oh, Christ almighty. This is funny, and I feel bad, but it's funny. Do you know was this guy killed or not? Man dressed as Bigfoot gets run over while trying to kickstart Sasquatch sighting rumor.
Oh, yeah.
This motherfucker died? That's terrible.
This guy, well, clearly he had to be drunk, and he dresses up in a ghillie suit.
Christ. A Montana man was struck and killed while attempting to convince passing motorists on Highway 93 that he was Bigfoot. 44-year-old Randy Lee Tentley of Kalispell, however the fuck you say that, reportedly walked into traffic and was well into the driving lane when he was hit by two oncoming vehicles. He was hit by two.
Was it like the...
That's what I'm thinking. Like one
like
hit him.
He hits one.
He cartwheeled through the air and then fucking got hit by another one. What do you expect, dude, if you fucking walk into traffic dressed like Bigfoot? First of all, if I see you in traffic and you're dressed like Bigfoot, I'm not just going to try to run you over. I'm going to speed up. Because I want to be the guy who fucking clipped Bigfoot. I want to be the guy, and it's in Montana, which is like one of the largest hunting states on fucking earth. What? He's lucky he didn't get shot and then run over.
Well, and ghillie suits, they kind of look like a big green Chewbacca outfit.
Chewbacca! Chewie!
No, I'm just saying, it's dark colors. It's not even...
How do you do it? Candy shop owner in New Mexico has begun selling blue-colored meth candy, so named in honor of Breaking Bad's signature blue drug. Breaking Bad's gotten fucking awesome lately. Love that show. This is
it's
been an up and down season, man. It's an emotional.
It's been a nonstop season though. In previous seasons, you'll sit for like four episodes while like Walter's like feeling like crap.
That's true. That's true. Let's see here. Taliban beheads 17 partygoers after two women start dancing.
Allahu Akbar!
That's awful. We shouldn't laugh about that, but it's... Boy, they're awful goddamn serious about dancing over there, aren't they?
I mean, all right, are they in that town from Footloose?
Taliban Islamist insurgents have beheaded 17 partygoers. The Taliban responsible for beheading the civilians, including two women... who were holding a party with music in a southern Afghanistan village. Two women and 15 men were beheaded. That's terrible.
You know what? I would have watched the Footloose remake had it been about the Taliban. It's like, they don't allow dancing, and like people start dancing.
I'm going to dance anyway, son. Jesus Christ. All right, let's see here. World's oldest marijuana stash was found in China. This is very cool. Very, very cool. The world's oldest stash of marijuana was found in a tomb in China, according to the Journal of Experimental Botany. Let's see here. The cannabis was about 2,700 years old.
Damn!
All right, so without going into depth with the article, basically what happened, they found this shaman in China who was buried almost 3,000 years ago. And homeboy had, like, a couple of pounds of weed with him. Like, that's how far back cannabis goes. That's how far people have been smoking the dro, son. 2,700 years this guy has been buried with weed. And according to this article, you could still smoke it. Like, it was still as active. It was preserved. It was still as active as the day they buried it. Let's see here. It was common practice in burials to provide materials needed for the afterlife. No hemp or seeds were provided for food or fabric. Rather, cannabis as a medicine was used or supplied for visionary purposes. So, the guy was like, if I'm dying, bury me with my weed.
You know what, though? Like, even if it was really good stuff back then, like, they talk about how much better our weed is today. So right. It's probably, like, the worst skunk weed ever.
It's the worst skunk weed of all time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that'll about do it for this week's news report. And, folks, it's 420 here on the Sam and Dan Nation. If you know what 420 means, then you know what you have to do. I want to give a big shout-out to Natural Remedies Medical Marijuana Dispensary in Denver, Colorado. If you wonderful motherfuckers are listening, God bless you. You're truly doing the Lord's work. Anyway, Dan and I are going to take us a little 420 break. And we'll be right back with this week's special guest, Miss April Monique Burrell, a.k.a. Chainsaw Sally. Let's light it up, son. And the greatest women of horror and sci-fi. She is also the star of the internet sensation Chainsaw Sally Show. Ladies and gentlemen, gas up your Husqvarnas, the one, the only, Miss April Monique Burrell.
I'm a black rainbow and I'm an ape of God. I got a face.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chainsaw Sally herself, Miss April Monique Burrell. April, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Outstanding. Thank you so much for being on the program tonight. We are thrilled to have you.
Happy to be here.
That's awesome. Chainsaw Sally, it is an honor to have you on the program tonight. We've been following you for a while now. Dan and I are fans of the show and the movie. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who is April Burrell? Not just the actor, but who you are in your day-to-day life. What do people see you and they go, oh shit, that's Chainsaw Sally?
Some of them do.
some of them do.
Chainsaw, all the acting stuff, Chainsaw Sally, and all the other various roles I play. I mean, that's really kind of a sideline. I mean, it's like a hobby that's grown way out of proportion. Is pretty much what it is. Okay. I really enjoy doing all of our film stuff, and as Sally becomes more popular, I get offered roles in other indie films. I just got done filming a role for The Hospital with Jim O'Rear down in Tennessee, which was really fun.
That's awesome.
We were actually filming in an abandoned haunted hospital. It's like a established haunted location. Ghost hunting teams go there. Oh, it's awesome.
That's very nice.
Haunted during the shoot. It was very cool. I have a day job. Yeah, I work as a graphic designer. And this is something that really cracks people up after knowing the Sally stuff. I also illustrate children's books.
Really? That's amazing. That's wonderful.
So what kind of children's books have you worked on?
They're happy. They're nice. So the one I'm working on now isn't a book. It's actually an educational website to help teach young readers. So, I mean, it's like cutesy little animals and fun things like that.
That's awesome.
A was one, you know, little girl playing in the rain. It's just so completely innocent and sweet, and yet...
a complete deviation of the character that you normally play, obviously.
It's funny. And also, Jimmy O, since he's the writer for everything that we're doing, he used to write children's stories, and we have decided to collaborate on a couple. So now we've started making some that horror fans might like because the characters are monsters. They're just cute monsters. So
that is awesome. That's awesome. That's great.
The Monstrous Adventures of Creepy and Boo, the Fabulous Spooky Sisters.
Right on. Okay, so obviously it's a dual side, you know, kind of your personality. Then what is it like playing that type of character? Like, how do you put yourself in the mindset to play someone who's so sadistic? Like, what do you do?
Well, it's really fun. And it's kind of like the Sally character sort of has three distinct phases. I mean, she has the librarian phase, that I call it, which is Sally basically trying to pretend like she's a normal person. So when she's out in society, working as a librarian in town or whatever, that's actually the hardest to play, acting normal.
Right.
Which I think it works out fine because since I don't consider myself super normal. And so I'm somebody who's trying to pretend like, you know, it's like me going to a PTA meeting or something. I'm trying to pretend like I can fit in with these people and not scare them too badly.
Right, right, right.
Then there's Sally when she's just at home with Ruby and Busy Bee in the trailer and they're just themselves and she's the big sister helping him prepare the meals of people that she brings home. You know, like brothers and sisters do, you know. That's almost not acting at all because... I mean, I am a big sister, and I know how to be like that. And also, I'm a mother, so she's kind of a mother to her brother, Ruby. So, I mean, that stuff is so easy to pull from. And then fooling around with Nicolette Lefay as Busy Bee is totally easy to do because we've been friends for years, and she's just so cute. How can you not spank that butt? It's awesome.
Right.
But then getting into the mode of the killer, which I think that's probably the most fun because it's got the most release to it. Because, you know, I get to really, I mean, it's not like I'm venting a specific rage or anything, even if those kills are directed at some specific person. But we have this pent up anger inside of us sometimes, and you can't let any of that out. So when Sally goes for a full kill, I can access all of that, which is really fun. Usually you'll see big grins on my face sometimes at the ends of this.
Oh, yeah.
That's completely real. I'm just having a blast. It's so
cool. Yeah, no, you do a fantastic job. I mean, the character that you portray when you're actually being Sally, it's terrifying and it's beautiful and it's, there's a lot of stuff that goes along with it, obviously. clearly you're a fan of horror. What are some of your favorite horror films? What are some of the horror films that you like to watch?
Ooh, well, there's lots. Usually my go-to favorite is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Awesome.
The original, I hate to even have to say the original. The original, obviously. I think that one is, that's been the one that has given me the most recurring nightmares, which is interesting. I think the helplessness of Sally Hardesty, which is actually, that was the inspiration for the name Chainsaw Sally. Sally Hardesty from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We went through a bunch of different names, and that one had the coolest ring to it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite. The Exorcist is pretty close, because that's creepy as hell.
It is. The Exorcist is pretty creepy. Much
that aren't necessarily scary to me, but they're just fun to watch. Like 2000 Maniacs is one of my favorite movies to watch. And
Return
of the Living Dead, I know that's really more comedy horror, but it's awesome, and I watch it all the time.
Okay, well then I'm curious. It brings me to another question. What are some of your least favorite horror movies?
Very much time thinking about ones I don't like.
Right,
so, Barbie's Mermaidia is pretty terrifying, and I would avoid that. The Door of the Explorer in it.
Nice. Have you ever seen Troll 2? I'm just curious.
Oh, yes, we did. That was fun. Never watched it, actually, until they did that documentary about it.
Best Worst Movie, yeah.
Yes, and that made us say, I can't believe we haven't watched this. It was everything we dreamed of.
It literally is the best worst movie ever in a lot of. We actually had George Hardy on the program. He's a great guy. You can't piss on hospitality. Now in the Chainsaw Sally movie itself, what was it like working with Gunnar Hansen? He seems like a really cool dude. Do you draw inspiration from him?
Oh yes, yes. He was the one who I modeled my first chainsaw dances from
awesome.
His big saw swinging scene at the end of Texas Chainsaw. I mean, Gunnar's wonderful to work with. We've known him long enough now that we're all friends. We were just getting to know him and just starting our friendship when he worked with us on the Chainsaw Sally movie. We got to be friends because somebody, Chainsaw Sally existed, I don't know if you know this, as a website and a character, a web hostess, before we made the first movie.
Really? No, I did not know that. That's cool.
She decided to make the movie because she had a fan base already, and people were asking us where they could get this movie, and we're like, well, we didn't make one, but maybe we should.
Right.
But somebody pointed out part of the character of the web hostess, Sally, was I made these pages of, like, Leatherface and a heart with little, you know, bows around it because that was her lover Dreamboat. She thought he was just the best. Somebody sent him a link to that page, and then he sent me an email saying that he appreciated it, which, of course, at first I just about fell over. I was like, this isn't real. And it turned out it was, and it was great. And then we just started chit-chatting back and forth. Shortly after that, we were getting ready to make the movie, and we decided to ask if he would, you know, cameo for it, and he did, and it was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he was very good at coordinating the fight scene between him and he fights off three.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chicks. He coordinated the fight, so everything.
Awesome.
It was very fun to watch.
Awesome. Well, speaking of fighting, you do Taekwondo, is that correct? You do a little Taekwondo?
I do. Taekwondo. It's very fun.
That's awesome. When did you, I'm a martial artist myself. When did you start doing martial arts?
Well, before I did Taekwondo, I took jiu-jitsu for a couple of years.
Really?
Yes, and it was really great. I enjoyed it a lot. The class I was in was actually half traditional jiu-jitsu.
Right.
Just the, you know, handholds and flips and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, Japanese jiu-jitsu.
The other half was, I mean, because we had our two senseis. One was more traditional. The other one was schooled mostly in Brazilian style. So all the grappling on the floor, MMA stuff, which is a blast to do. I had a great time with that for a few years, but then just my work schedule and their schedule eventually didn't match up, so I had to drop out, which was a bummer.
Right.
I had a good time while I was there. And then I decided to just, I started on Taekwondo actually thinking with very little respect for it, I'm sad to say. At first, that's changed now. But at first I thought it was kind of showy. And I thought, well, actually that would work out good for the movie stuff. I'll learn some...
Right.
And whatever, some good punches. And I started getting into it, and my instructor, Catherine Dugan, who's a very well-respected black belt, she starts getting into the philosophy behind it and the theory of opposition and everything that goes into it. And I just fell in love. And now I'm way into the Taekwondo.
Right on. That's very, very cool. It's very cool that you do martial arts. And, you know, it comes out with some of your actions and the stuff that you do in the series. I'm curious, what belt are you currently?
I'm purple.
Purple. Nice. Nice. That's pretty close. That's like halfway between regular and black, isn't it?
Just about. After purple, I have 3 degrees of brown, and then black.
Awesome. Oh. Awesome. Very cool.
If I make it that far, which I plan to.
No plans
of dropping out at this point.
No. It's an everyday thing, and that's cool. That's awesome. Now, you've done some work on some other projects. Little Big Boy, Bone Garden, Postmortem America, 2021, and Lovecraft Chronicles. Clearly you're branching out. Do you consider yourself just like a horror actress, or would you consider playing something else? Like a drama role perhaps, or just a purely comedy role? Or
well, I end up in horror, certainly. I think that's probably because horror probably has the strongest indie, I don't want to say indie following, because that's not the word I'm looking for, but it seems like there's more indie
fan base, yeah.
And indie filmmakers seem to be more of them making horror movies. Or maybe that's just because that's what I'm seeing, because that's the world I'm in. So I would do other genres. It would depend on the script. I mean, I love comedy. I would enjoy a dramatic role, but I would have to like it. I would probably almost... I'm almost 100% sure I would never do a romantic comedy. Like, of any kind, because it would make me want to vomit.
No Judd Apatow.
You could always do a romantic horror comedy.
Now, that might be something to do, maybe. But
that's true.
As long as it's something I like, I would be interested in doing it. So that's kind of how I work it.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Well, okay, so listen, first of all, thank you again so much for being on our show. We have a thing that we started doing with most of our guests here. It's like a 60-second question reel. It's a this or that reel. Like, basically, you can answer this or that or whatever comes to head, you know, in your mind when you're thinking about it. And we're gonna time the clock at 60 seconds and see how many questions we can get.
Is okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, when I say go, here we go. Whips or chains?
Whips.
Nice. Knives or guns?
Knives.
Carnivore or vegetarian?
Carnivore. I guess I'm just picking the first one of all these, but really, it's the real answer.
Excellent. Regular or decaf?
Regular.
Wonderful. A bag of lime or hydrochloric acid? That's to dispose of bodies, isn't it, Daniel?
I'll go with hydrochloric acid.
Nice. Ball gag or duct tape?
Duct tape.
Oh, wonderful.
There's more uses for that.
That's true. Thin crust or deep dish?
Deep dish.
9-inch nails or Slipknot?
9-inch nails.
Wonderful. Martha Stewart or Paula Deen?
I don't know who Paula Deen is. It's Martha Stewart.
Perfect. Hot or mild?
Hot.
Wonderful. All right. Thongs or boy shorts?
Boy shorts. Can I say commando?
Hey, commando's great. Commando's better. Freddy or Jason?
Freddy.
Oh, wonderful. And that's it. Thank you so much. That's wonderful.
Sure.
You did a great job. April, thank you so much for being on the program. It was an honor. Follow her on Facebook and Twitter. Check out the Chainsaw Sally show on chainsawsally.com. Go buy the original film if you haven't seen it yet. And thank you so much, girl. We would love to have you back anytime.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. We'll talk very soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dude, that was so awesome we got her on the show.
I was really shocked about the children's books.
Right? I know. She's a fantastic, very intriguing woman, has a lot to say, and I hope people continue to follow her, because we most certainly will. Chainsaw Sally, ladies and gentlemen. All right, folks, we are coming to the end of our program this evening, and we're going to do something we have not done on our uncensored show here for a while. We got a little live call-in line, man. And we're gonna take a call. We haven't done this before, have we, Daniel? This is kind of exciting. So All right, we're going to go to the phones here, and we're going to play us a person that's on the line right now. Let's get it started here in 3, 2, 1. You're on the air with the Sam and Dan Nation.
Hello? Hello? Am I on the air?
Hello? Yeah.
This is Samir Punjab.
Well, hello, Samir. How are you?
And I'm very, very angry.
What are you angry about?
I'm very angry about your show.
Oh, no.
The things that you do and say.
I'm sorry.
It's not right. It's not right at all. Talking about the pussy fart and the butt fucking and the fuck stick.
Oh,
what's the matter
come
with
on.
It's not funny. Don't laugh. There's nothing funny that I'm saying.
It's a little funny. It's a little funny.
It's not okay. I come into the computer room after a hard day's work at my gas station. I find my son is sitting in a chair listening to your show, and he's talking about the pussy fart and the fuck stick.
I think you're making some of these up.
It's not funny. I'm very, very angry.
We did talk about
my wife
tonight.
Is crying. I hope you're happy with yourself. You should be ashamed.
We
don't do things like this in our country.
I'm sorry.
Men like you, you ever that talk about the pussy fucking and the ass fucking and the pussy fart stick fuck. you sick bastards. I hope you both die. Stop laughing at me. It's not funny. Now, you were here from my lawyer.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right.
All right. That's enough of that.
Seriously?
Jesus Christ. That guy was angry. Are we really that over the top? I guess we are sometimes.
I guess we did say fuck stick.
We said fuck stick, I think. Did we? I know we talked about butt fucking.
I don't know. It seemed like he liked saying those words, though.
It did. Well, they have a round chocolatey flavor coming out of your mouth. Specifically fuck stick. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a show. It's the Sam and Dan Nation. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Tonight we got one of my favorite songs. This is really my song, so I feel like this was written about me. A little Kid Rock with Low Life. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week.
Kiss tattoo. I rock and roll all night, 'cause I'm a low life. I'm a lowlife. I'm a lowlife. I make black music for the white man.